Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We have a flash urgent update, I guess one could call it. And we got Larry on the phone down south there. And things are really heating up in Portland, Oregon. It appears New York City. And now, I guess a note or something about possibly Chicago. And if this stuff spreads, then the revolution, the communist revolution, is going on for good. And they will continue this. And this is their attempt to bring America down and put her under the United Nations, which, of course, is a Chinese, martial law system. And it looks like that's where we're headed, unless Trump pulls a rabbit out of the hat. And he did say that he was going to issue something next week to bring about a stop to all this nonsense. And this may give him the reason. Now, I caution everybody, because Psalm 2 says nobody's exempt. They're playing by the playbook. There's no question about it. And when martial law gets declared, we will never go back under any kind of Bill of Rights or Constitution. Anyway, Larry, what's the latest that you have on what's going on?
Well, I'll start off real quick here with, we had a lot of problems last night and found out that Hal Turner and a lot of people have, and a lot of websites like Deo has been down. Hal Turner posted a post, internet crash worldwide rattles planet, appears a router on the global backbone of internet began bad routings. The root cause unknown for issues coming out of Atlanta, resulting in misdirected traffic. Router problems with intermittent outage problems affected radio shows worldwide, reports Cloudflare CEO. And I'm beginning to wonder if that's not connected with what's happening in Portland and possibly New York and actually a news blackout that they're trying to set up.
Yeah, it sounds it. What's going on in Portland? I've got a thing here. It says FAA issues notice to airmen declaring Portland, Oregon as a battleground. That would be a NOTAM that was issued, and telling aircraft, including drones, cannot be flown without getting official FAA approval, which they, of course, probably would not do. Now, as you all probably know, the mayor of Portland is siding with the insurgents, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa, and is demanding that Trump remove federal law enforcement. So now, what's the latest you've heard on what's going on out there?
Well, the latest that I've heard today, just the last bit, was, you mentioned the mayor, and one of the things I've heard today says Portland, Oregon mayor orders President Trump to remove all feds, troops, from his city. Now, that hadn't happened. I'm seeing also reports coming in that they were some explosions. They fired apparently Antifa and Black Lives Matter and those groups fired some explosives at the federal center there, and some of the federal officers were barricading the building. And then, we've got this beginning to happen. QAlert with Natural News also put out an alert a while ago, said FAA declares flight restrictions, and you mentioned that, over battleground VARTAC near Portland, city's active national defense operations, and warns all unmanned aircraft may be shot down. CIA has ordered complete news blackout of Portland situation with explosions happening in the city. Said U.S. news media ordered to observe a nationwide news blackout. And I don't know whether that means just a news blackout of Portland or really to blackout news coming in of the activity in all these cities, because there's only certain groups like Hal Turner and, you know, Steve Quayle and Mike Adams and others that are even putting this information out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's, you know, Hal Turner put up one, which he made a mention of a key word. He said FAA issues notice to air traffic declaring Portland, Oregon as a battleground. What do you think?
Well, if they are firing missiles or if they're saying they might get shot down, that would indicate to me that Antifa probably has some air-to-ground or ground-to-air missiles of some sort. Now, we do know that Chinese have been funneling all kinds of equipment to Antifa, which is basically a communist, probably Chinese thing. And seems to me I heard, maybe you're the one who told me, that somebody had done a little research on some of what's going on out there, that some of these unmarked military types were really not federal people, but may have been Chinese troops or something else that you know, they were unmarked and they had unmarked uniforms, so nobody really knew who they were. Have you heard anything more about that? Is that who they're fighting right now? Is that who they've got holed up in the buildings?
Well, we really don't know anything particularly. I think the ones in the buildings are some of the federal marshals and Department of Homeland Security and those others that are down there. But here's the article. Yahoo News put it out this morning. Said Portland protesters report being abducted by unknowns and unmarked vans. Report, and they're, of course, they're blaming Trump. They said reports of Trump using some secret army against protesters as Portland under siege by Black Lives Matter and Antifa mobs. Now, what I told you earlier, I had seen two or three different posts today coming out of Alex Cuppet, you know, and I believe he's up in Virginia, and he's reporting that he's getting some intel that may or may not be true that are indicating that some of these people involved in unmarked vehicles may be some of the foreign police that have been, you know, moved into the country over some time. So we really don't know what all's going on there exactly. This is a pretty complicated playboard that we're seeing in Portland.
So it'll be interesting to see what Trump does. Well, now he has a good excuse to go in and declare martial law if he chooses to. The other situation is there's more trouble brewing in New York City, as I understand it.
The latest report I saw was indicating that thousands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa supporters had came out onto the streets in New York late this evening. If the report's true, and I got it from Hal Turner, anybody can go there and read it, and it indicates that they're shouting death to all cops, and they're saying they're there to take over the streets, and they're going to set the five boroughs on fire and terrorize all the neighborhoods. So I don't know. And then I'm also getting a little intel in that Chicago's bracing for real trouble.
Yeah, if this is an orchestrated nationwide attack, they will bring trouble to people like Minneapolis, St. Paul, Dallas, St. Louis, all of these areas. So we really got to keep an eye out, folks, on what they're doing. And they're not going to just stay in the core cities. They're going to start moving out into the suburbs and even out into the rural districts and start killing people if this is what we think it is. So anyways, just a heads up. Obviously, deep state, global deep states playing by the rule book, and this is what they do. This is how they do it. They've taken down many a nation using this, and this is obviously what they're doing. A little thing here I got from high alert for New York City, transmissions intercepted indicate the time of David Wilkinson's vision may be at hand for New York City, which will soon be known as the City of a Thousand Fires. And then he said, bottom line, if people are not ready now, it's rather too late, because the huge riots are headed to New York City, and that's not the only city. They're going to be all over. And this is what we have been warned about. Now, before we run out of time, I only did 15-minute update. What's going on with this war with Turkey, and what's happening there?
Well, apparently, and I find it interesting that none of this that we're talking about, Stuart, is in our news anywhere.
Yeah.
Basically, it's not even there, but the report from Hal Turner, also come in from the Middle East, said war between Egypt and Turkey has begun inside Libya. It's report. Now, if you remember some history there, General Haftar was trying to hold a city called Sirte. It's a port.
Mm-hmm.
On the Libyan coast, and that's a big oil center. And remember, Erdogan, Turkey, had sent in Turkish forces and mercenaries to try to help that the rebels take that place away from Haftar.
Right.
Egypt, remember a week or two ago I said Egypt had troops and tanks on the border?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure where the troops and tanks are, but let me assure you right now, it appears, it says here, massive explosions happening in Sirte, Libya, as Egyptian warplanes are bombing Turkish troops and Turkish armor there. Says the Turks were attempting to force Haftar out of the port, and the Egyptians sent warplanes, and they're just bombing the crud out of them. So Hal Turner's reporting, and a few others from the Middle East, that this may be the opening up of the shots of a big war.
Yeah. Well, we know it's war everywhere, right? I mean, we're challenging China there in the China, South China Seas. China obviously has her eyes on Taiwan. They already took Hong Kong. And did we do anything to stop that? No. Are we going to do anything to stop Taiwan? No, because we can't, even if we wanted to. So, folks, we're coming in on something like the prophets that we've brought to you before are warning about the next 5 months. Well, we're coming up at the end of July here. In fact, the 21st of July is a place to watch, and also August 4th. So we're going to have to be watching from now on. Any last update, Larry?
Well, I would just say what I said last night on the radio show. If I was people, I would keep myself and my family close to home. I wouldn't get caught away from home any more than I had to.
Yeah, I think so, because when this thing erupts, it'll probably happen very, very rapidly. So, folks, yeah, keep your eyes wide open, and don't be surprised if you hear shootings and whatnot happening in the more rural districts or in the suburban areas, because this is the way they institute terror. You're out walking your dog in a peaceful street, and all of a sudden a car comes by and shoots the dog and shoots you. And that sort of terror is what they want. We're watching the takedown of mighty Babylon the Great. Now, she may come through on the other side, but this is the playbook. But if she does, it's going to be a deception, because we know Babylon's not going to be healed. Now, God may give us a little reprieve after a big shakeup like this. We'll just have to watch and see how it all works. Anyway, Larry, thanks for coming on. And if anything major breaks out all over the country, we'll be back tomorrow night. Otherwise, we'll probably see you on Monday or Wednesday, depending on how things are moving. I guess it's lockdown time, don't you think, Larry?
Yeah, it's stay home and protect yourself.
Yeah, because we don't know what they're going to do next, but they're sure operating this with the COVID-19 and the lockdowns and now rioting and all this. Yeah, it's getting bad. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for tuning in.
Keep your heads up. Your redemption draws near. Thanks, Larry.